When the gentleman from the crowd asks Jesus to tell his brother to share the inheritance with him, Jesus replies with that line, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" And this is, I think, a rather important understanding or distinction that we should have about our faith and how it relates and connects and how it sometimes doesn't connect with governments and governance and those other aspects of our world, because they are meant to influence each other in some ways. But there is this understanding that Jesus is saying there are going to be aspects of governance and of laws and of interactions and relationships that are not necessarily morally good or bad. They are meant to be determined by you in the light of your faith and the fullness of faith. It's a reminder that the Bible doesn't really have anything to say on exactly how high taxes should be or exactly what gets taxed. There are different arguments for that, and yes, it can go too far and it can become unjust and it can become very contrary to the message of the gospel. But in general, you can have arguments and you can have discussions on what is better for individuals, what is better for families, what is better for society, what is better for the world in these different aspects. And again, taxes is just a simple example. There are so many others in our world today, including things like exactly where congressional districts should be drawn. Those things oftentimes are not going to be expressly or explicitly covered in Jesus's moral teachings. And so it would be wrong for somebody oftentimes to say, well, your idea of government or your idea of a good law is unchristian. And sometimes, yes, it does get to that point, but very often that is a misuse of Christ and of what he came to do. He says, "Who made me your judge and arbitrator? I have come to show you how to get to heaven." And that is the most important thing. And yes, he says, take care, take guard against all greed, because that greed can impact us and influence us and lead us away from that truth and can get us caught up in those worldly things so that we lose sight of the heavenly ones. And yes, our faith is meant to inform, to promote those laws which are just, those laws which protect individuals, those laws which care for creation and the things of this world. But at times we must remember that there is still a distinction. This man, when he asks for a share of the inheritance, yeah, it is very possible that, you know, he's saying his brother is not sharing any inheritance with him, which would likely be unjust. There is a justice to give one what they are owed. And if that is the case, then yes, there might be an appeal to Jesus and to his church. And yet, even in this case, disregarding perhaps other cases where the man is just simply saying, well, in the division of the inheritance, I'm not getting the exact thing that I want. And I think I should be getting this over here, and my brother should be getting this other stuff. And that's a very different discussion. But say there is even an injustice there. What is his remedy? What is he asking for? Is he asking for Jesus or the church in a modern sense to raise an army, to have a police force go out and force people to do what is good? And that's not really the intention of Jesus either. He is not seeking to raise army and force people to do what is good, to do what is just or what is right. I'm saying that is not really his role or the role of the church. And yes, the church should influence governments to have a police force, to have a system of law and order, to enact laws which are good and to enforce them through, again, judges and courts and law enforcement. And yes, there should be armies to protect against evil and invasion and these other things. And yeah, governments are going to need those. But that's not really the role of the church. It's not really what Christ came to do. And as we reflect on this today, part of our response should be knowing we are in a very political world, knowing how often politics are in the news, how often they come up in conversations, how often they affect our lives. And we can look at different laws and we can look at different things, and it is good for us to recognize some that are unjust. Laws which permit abortion or euthanasia are strictly unjust and should be opposed intensely by any Christian. But there are other laws, there are other political discussions which we should honestly look at and say, I disagree with this because I think this would be a better option, or I think this would help more people, but there is perhaps not the same moral certitude of those things. And it would be wrong for us to get so caught up in our opinion or our preference as to claim anybody who doesn't hold it is unchristian or is worthy of rejection. Would be wrong. And it would create those divisions which are so unhelpful for our relationships, for our love, for our families, for our world. We are called to love, to respect. We are called to see the other's position. We are still called to argue for ours, to promote what we see as good and to work for it. But there are those areas where we must remember difference of opinion or different options are not necessarily morally different. And so as we go into the world, we are to let our faith, our belief in Christ and what he has taught, what he has proclaimed, what he has lived, influence our lives, influence our thoughts and our actions, so that we might influence the world, we might influence governments, that we might promote that which is just, that which is good, that we might enact government and a system of law and order which reflects those biblical values. And we must be part of society without letting society turn us into that greed, that worldly focus, so that we might always remain that focus on what really matters, on the faith, and on that deeper relationship of love with Christ and others.